Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hutt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, John.
Dead of winter, but you're always looking ahead.
That's right. And you start watching your favorite nursery supply place, and when they get in some of the early stuff that you can plant, buy them and
is that right?
In the ground,
okay.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about late winter and early spring gardening this morning. How do before we get into some of the specifics, how do we distinguish between late winter and early spring?
Well, you go out and you stick your finger up in the wind. And if it's cold, it's still late winter.
We have some warm days of the winter, though. But I guess what we're getting at is what I'm getting at. There are some plants to put in late winter, and then maybe there are some plants to put in early spring.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
Potatoes are one you can get in the ground the earliest. Of course, you've already got garlic in the ground from last spring, but it last fall rather. But if you don't have, you can still plant garlic.
But potatoes, some varieties of potatoes do well in Northeast Texas.
That's true. They all do pretty good. You know, they like a little bit sandier soil, but they do great here.
Somehow I think of potatoes as more of a cold. Well, of course, we're talking about planting them in the winter. So I guess
that's true.
That does make sense.
Most of our seed potatoes probably come from Idaho and Minnesota and places like that. So they're they've planted them late in the summer there or harvest them late in the summer.
So what are the best varieties in Northeast Texas?
I like, what you want to do is plant the what you call a high value crops if you're a small gardener. So red potatoes are the most expensive in the store, and Yukon Golds. And they both do well here.
Mm-hmm. I think most people are very familiar with red potatoes.
Yeah, they're called also referred to as new potatoes.
New potatoes.
That's when you first dig them.
And those do well in Northeast Texas?
They do. And when you dig them, they're a brilliant red color.
Really?
It's just a unique color. Then they turn to the kind of the store red color.
You say it's important to, when you're getting ready to start in the late winter and looking ahead to the early spring, it's important not to burn yourself out.
That's true. You know, one of the sins of a new gardener is trying to do too much. So start with an area that's just about as much as you want to weed in an hour or so. And then as you get used to it and you want to expand your garden space if you have room.
So don't try to do it all at one time.
Don't try to do it all at one time. You'll burn out. I've seen too many people think they're going to conquer a big plot of ground all in one time. And they get out there, and then first thing they do, they got an old tiller that won't work, and then it breaks down, and then they just wear themselves out, and they don't even get anything planted.
Yeah. We're talking with Hutt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood, looking to late winter and early spring gardening. With seed potatoes, you say you have to cut those up?
Yeah, you cut them up into two or three or four pieces, depending on the size of the potato. And each piece should have at least a couple of eyes there, and so they can see where they're growing. But those eyes are really where the buds start, and those turn into the plant.
So we don't like that when we're about to cook potatoes, but that's all important for planting potatoes.
That's true.
Okay. So you mentioned here about coal crops and the coal crops.
Coal crops include cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, collards, cabbage. I already said that, but anyhow, those varieties of things. And
and we're saying coal, C-O-L-E.
C-O-L-E.
And that's, yes, where the term coleslaw
that's
comes
true
from.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But now these go in late winter, or these early spring?
Late winter. You know, as soon as you can get them, plant them. You may have to cover them if you're going to have a real killing frost, but the earlier you get them in, the larger the harvest you're going to have in the long run.
Now, when we say late winter, is it okay to plant these things now?
I would say in February.
February.
Yes. Mid to late February.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right, good. You like English and sugar peas?
Yes. When I would go home to visit my mother in Oklahoma, she always had that and fried chicken. And they go together. It's real comfort food.
But not only do you like to eat them, you think they're good for gardening.
They are. The peas will add nitrogen to the soil. They're a legume. And you harvest the peas about the same time you do the potatoes. You can start digging the potatoes when they're not much bigger than a big tall marble, and they're delicious.
And you say that we are going to start seeing these plants in the nurseries quite soon.
Yes, they may be there now. I haven't checked it out.
Well, if they were there now and you bought them now, you would want to keep them inside.
I would keep them inside. Uh-huh. And maybe even repot them to a little bit bigger pot. And when you're in, you know, out of the real killing frost time, put them in the garden.
Okay, so it's time to start thinking about it, but get those gardens ready. Don't overdo it. Don't burn yourself out.
That's true. Yeah.
And then mid to late February time for get started planting.
Right.
All right, great. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet. I'll be here anytime you want.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.